Love is the car, the home is the front. That's how you and me get to be all God wants us to be. Family life, life.
Welcome to Family Lifeline. I am BC Adewale. Today, I'll be talking about getting ready for marriage. This is part 3. Pastor, my shoes will be from Italy. My wedding gown will be coming from England. My brother train is about 200 damsels. I call them glory ladies. I have gotten a limousine that will take me to the church before riding a white horse to the reception venue, 6 kilometers away from the church, to be surrounded by my glory ladies. Everything is set for a grand reception at the best hall in town. It has 5,000 capacity and we will spend about 4 million naira to decorate the hall. Every guest will leave the reception with a free wristwatch with our pictures on it. These golden wristwatches will be shipping from Dubai. It's my day. I will make it glorious. My haters and wailers go bow, she said proudly. That was Juliet telling her pastor about her wedding plans. The pastor looked at her for a long time before speaking. He said, Julie, you are really preparing for this wedding. It will certainly be a grand occasion. But you've not told me your preparation for your marriage. Wedding is for a day. Marriage is for the rest of your life. Have you been preparing for your marriage? Yes, Pastor. I'm ready for marriage, Juliet replied. The pastor asked, can you cook now? Yes, Pastor. I can now cook good food for my husband. What can you cook? Pastor asked again. I can cook good noodles now, unlike before. I'm still learning how to make swallow because my husband-to-be is a Yoruba man. Juliet, you are not ready for marriage. The brother you are about to marry says you are lazy with domestic works. Now you want to get married knowing only how to cook noodles? Your groom was here yesterday complaining about how rough and dirty your house is. He seemed to be growing cold feet about this wedding, and I understand him.
Family Booster Ministries International is here again with Breakthrough for Singles and Married, Before and After I Do, Season 2. It's happening on Sunday, September the 30th, 2018, at the Real Place, 3 Afrisma Drive, Anifowoshe, off Ikeja Local Government, Ikeja, Lagos. Your hosts are Pastor BC and Yomi Adewale. This event is for everyone who desires the best in their relationships. Admission is free. For more inquiries, call 0805-645-7013.
Family Lifeline.
Dear listener, what makes a married work is not the bridal train, but the bridal training. By bridal training, I mean the knowledge of both husband and wife. Lots of guys will hit the altar this Saturday, totally clueless about what marriage is all about. They know about girlfriends, but knows nothing about how to handle a pregnant wife. Lots of ladies are fond of pursuing their dream wedding, forgetting how to make their marriage a dream marriage. They know close to nothing about men, marriage, and family life. Stepping into marriage without the knowledge of marriage is like going into a self-built prison. Every lady that wants to marry and enjoy family life should learn how to manage the home, kitchen, relate with in-laws better, manage her husband's ego and temperament, and manage communication and conflict better. Every man that will enjoy his marriage should learn how to be a leader at home, be a father to his children and his wife, be a manager of resources, be a provider, and be a lover boy of his wife. Don't go into wedding without deep knowledge of marriage and family life. They remember, there is a day after wedding. It is called marriage.